Proclamation number 6558 of 30th of May, 1956. Humility, truth. Arrogance, error. Every person believes himself to be walking the right path, and this belief is all the stronger the further away the person is from me, for the one who has already come close to me is full of humility, and he will always feel deficient and never believe to live his life entirely according to my will. He will never be satisfied with himself and therefore constantly strive for perfection. But if every person possessed this realization of his shortcomings, then he would also have to admit that his path can still be wrong. He then would not go through earthly life so convinced that he is on the right path. But most people suffer from arrogance. Humility is alien to them. And their arrogant mind is expressed in not wanting to accept any teachings, advice, and hints, but considering themselves entitled to convert others to their views. Only those who have entered humility turn to me and ask me for instruction and help. Which, however, the others refrain from doing because they do not believe they need help and teachings and are not fully convinced of my being either. For faith in me as a supremely perfect being would make them aware of their great distance from this being. But unbelief and arrogance are the characteristics of the one who controls them. And he consciously leads them wrong ways and they willingly follow him because they are of the same spirit. Yet there are also people who seek me on wrong paths, who do not take the path of truth but believe they are walking the path of truth. They, too, still lack the humility to entrust themselves to a guide who will lead them to the goal safely. They, too, do not take the path directly to me by asking me myself for my guidance but blindly follow those who lead them the way, who have not entered humility themselves, whom I therefore could not properly instruct where to go either. These are therefore only to be regarded as followers who do not even wonder whether they are being guided right by their leaders, and, such a question arising, turn to me myself for an answer. No one should miss to do so who is not an unbeliever. Every one of them should call upon me myself for my guidance but not thoughtlessly go along and rely on leaders who are completely incompetent for this function. As long as a person believes he is walking right who has not handed himself over to me in my guidance beforehand, he will be guided by my adversary. And his followers are always clearly recognizable by the arrogance which characterizes these people, that they do not open themselves to loving enlightenment, that they believe they do not need any instructions and that they are satisfied with sayings and empty dogmas which, on serious examination, lack all wisdom. Humility, however, turns to me. The humble person recognizes and confesses his deficient state which he would certainly like to remedy but feels too weak to do so himself without my help. And thus I can give to him according to his faith, I can distribute to him what he lacks and guide him because he allows himself to be guided without resistance. And he will certainly reach the goal. For he has already proven through his humility that he has detached himself from him whose nature is arrogance. His humility made him take refuge in my heart, and I will now also take care of him until he has reached his goal. Amen.